bottom of the fourth, thanks to Cesar Saavedra on his solo home run here at Pack the Park weekend. Let's pause real quick. We're at the top of the hour, 10 seconds for station identification. This is Fort Hays State Baseball. So 7-8-9 for the Bearcats here in the top of the fifth. Brady Miles, Jacob Seelock, and Alex Bowers. First pitch to Miles is popped up. Saavedra gives it a long run, but it will go out of play, 0-1. So Miles, the catcher here today, in his tenured career with the Bearcats, struck out his first time up in his first at-bat versus Ty Riley. 0-1 the count. Miles, a graduate student, and there's a breaking ball that catches the outside part of the plate. First strike two, it's 0-2.
Ryder's got that good fastball, but boy, he follows it up with that breaking pitch, and it can be devastating for a hitter who have to be ready for the fastball.
0-2 is popped up, foul ground. Herman, the first baseman, gives us a run, but that one will get out of play as well, 0-2. Miles, 152 at-bats last season, and definitely a lot of catching duties as well for the Bearcats. This season, he is hitting 23 for 93, started in 28 of the 30 games. He's down the count, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 from Ty Riley. Pitch swung on and missed. Strikeout number 100 for Ty Riley, the first Tiger in program history to reach that mark, and it goes to Ty Riley getting his fifth of the game here in the top of the fifth. He was an All-MIAA first team member a year ago. The numbers he's having might be hard to keep him off that list this season.
Might be pitcher of the year. Mm-hmm.
First pitch here to the eight hole, Jacob Seelock. It is a pitch outside, one ball, no strikes. Seelock, the third baseman today, he got the offense started for Northwest. One of the two hits for the Bearcats.
Riley struck out three of the last four batters. He didn't really have a lot of strikeouts in this one. Got that one to start, but now three of the last four down and kind of getting in the rhythm.
Well, the biggest thing, like head coach Justin Wicker was saying, getting ahead in the count, then you can start to use your fastball and curveball, and then all of a sudden, that's when the strikeout numbers start to skyrocket for him. It's a swing and a miss there, 1-1. I'm actually going to call it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes now to Seelock. Riley out of the stretch. His pitch is fanned at and missed. And actually, they're going to call it ball two. So the home plate umpire.
Well, he turned, yeah, and it was hard to understand. Was he saying ball or strike? So, yeah, you're right.
He turned around and switched the count up. We had it as 1-1, but he changed it to 2-1. Now it's 2-2. 2-2 from Riley is swung on and missed. So it turns out to not even matter. He gets another strikeout, third strikeout in a row for Riley, his sixth of the game, and there's two away.
Well, I appreciate the strikeout. It doesn't screw up the score sheet then.
And now coming up.
This is why you should do it in pencil and not pen.
Well, there you go. The nine-hole Alex Bowers, the second baseman today. Had some action over there on the defensive side. He walked his first time up. Left-handed hitting Bowers. Riley sets and deals. And the first pitch is right down the middle, 0-1. He walked Bowers on four pitches, so that's the first strike Bowers has seen tonight. As it starts to get darker and darker here at Larks Park. The 0-1. There's a breaking ball that is a little bit low and out. Saavedra couldn't try and frame it for the home plate umpire. It's one ball and a strike. Riley, the quick tempo. 1-1 pitch. Upstairs, 2-1.
That's funny you mentioned frame it. After the Tigers had done BP, Coach Lipka out there working with some of the young catchers, and that's one of the things they were working on, framing those pitches to try to get the calls for some of the young guys in the program who will be seeing out there in years to come.
The 2-1 from Riley is fouled off, 2-2. One thing about that, actually, Lipka has a glove that doesn't have any webbing to it. It's a catcher's glove. So they put it in the machine, and they try to catch it. All the catchers do, and most, you know, it takes a while before you can figure it out because, I mean, a glove with no webbing, it's hard to figure out. But that's one thing the catchers work on, to kind of work on the framing and receiving balls. 2-2 the count. Pitch is lined into left field. Woolwine got a good read on it. It's right at him, and he makes the catch in left field to retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning for Ty Riley. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Fort A State leads here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.